time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Erin Dunn of the Fortuna Chamber of Commerce with a community comment. Last Friday evening, I was tired, and I was grousing to myself for having made plans that night. I just wanted to go home after work. Instead, I kept my commitment to go to the Latino students' graduation at Fortuna High School. Our exchange student, Lujan, was participating, and I'd promised to attend. Boy, am I glad I kept that commitment. The evening was glorious and exciting, and it had me in tears through most of it. This year, Fortuna High School held its very first Latino and Indigenous graduation. This was a week before the full graduation that is happening this Friday. Rather than having the sense of cultural separation, the evening actually created a feeling of unity. I felt honored to be in the audience of such a special event. Festive music from Mexico greeted us when we walked in. The stage was set with about 36 chairs, and a table was front and center with a Humboldt State banner bookended with soccer balls. There were brightly colored sashes with traditional Mexican patterns on a round table to the left. Families with little kids were already seated in the theater, and balloons dotted the interior. This night was the brainchild of Marisol, who came to Fortuna High last fall as an HSU grad student to shadow the counselors. She mentioned to administration that additional graduations for Latino students were commonplace at several colleges and universities, and would Fortuna High be interested in being the first in Humboldt County to have one? Luckily for us, administration said yes. One purpose of a Latino graduation is to help the Spanish-speaking family members feel a part of the process. They can understand the proceedings and feel more involved. The first order of business was a signing ceremony. Senior Samuel Lacona was signing his letter of intent to play soccer at HSU. He was flanked by his proud family and his entire soccer team. He is the first soccer player from Fortuna to sign at this level of collegiate play. This is a special year for Fortuna High Latinos for a couple of more reasons. First, the valedictorian is Latino. Alan. I remember Alan when he was 8, 9, and 10 years old, and I knew he was special then. So grown up for his age, but funny and personable to adults at the same time. Great young man. And Rotary's outbound exchange student from last year, Doris Gonzalez. Doris spent a year in France her junior year and came back to finish her senior year at Fortuna High. Doris has been awarded a full-ride scholarship to Brown University. She plans on going to medical school, and I'm over the moon excited for her. I don't have enough time to tell you all the reasons that the evening was so special. It was moving and inspiring, and I'm so proud of Fortuna High. This has been Erin Dunn with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.